Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Nowadays, a lot of athletic fields have been converted from natural grass to artificial turf, which made us wonder, which option is better for the environment? We had Albert Wu and Ashley Junger from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Albert and Ashley.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
So why are so many people switching to artificial turf?
At a glance, converting athletic fields to turf seems like an obvious choice, since it requires no water and little maintenance.
It's usually made by grinding up old tires into crumbs of black rubber, which seems like a great way to reuse stuff that would otherwise end up in a landfill.
Totally. Sign me up.
Not so fast. According to multiple studies done over the past decade, artificial turf is responsible for quite a bit of pollution.
In what way?
Those ground up tires? They actually contain hazardous chemicals that can vaporize into the atmosphere or leach into water runoff.
And the small plastic blades of grass and crumbs of rubber can also easily make their way into the environment. Even a well-maintained football field releases 1 metric ton of rubber each year.
Is that a lot?
Well, it's not as much as the amount of shredded tire coming from all vehicles, but it's a close second. Think about it this way. What if you took 100 car tires, shredded them up into little pieces, and then scattered them across your town? That's how much rubber a single synthetic field discharges into its surroundings every year.
Okay, so that's not great. What happens to these artificial lawns when they're all worn out?
They usually wind up in landfills, just like where used tires would have originally gone. But now they're in the form of tiny little pellets, which are much harder to contain.
Does all artificial turf have this pollution problem?
Ground-up tire rubber is most economical for large athletic fields, but there are better alternatives out there.
Like organic fillings, made of biodegradable materials like coconut, cork, and walnut shells. But these materials are also pretty expensive.
Well, what about grass fields? Would it be better to just go all natural?
Natural grass fields have their drawbacks too. Gasoline used for mowing and transporting equipment, pesticides, fertilizer, and constant watering also add carbon to the atmosphere.
Is there any way to make these grass fields more sustainable?
Switching to a different type of grass seed can make a big difference. Some grasses require less water and pesticides than traditional turf.
Athletic fields can also make another dent in their emissions if they use electric equipment to maintain the grass.
Okay, but which is better, grass or turf?
At the end of the day, there's no simple answer. What we mean by better and worse depends on what you're concerned about.
Traditional artificial turf causes a lot of pollution. On the other hand, natural turf doesn't cause plastic pollution, but it does have other drawbacks, like water use, pesticides, and carbon emissions from maintenance.
But you can reduce the impact of both options if you're thoughtful about the materials you use to create and maintain them.
Great. Thanks, Albert and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.